Dear Aerovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 7th of September, and here in Auroville is cloudy and 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says cloudy and plenty of clouds with a shower or thunderstorm around over the night, with temperatures from low 26 to high of 33, with heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. Chance on precipitation is on 25%. Winds from south at 7 km per hour with occasional gusts on 11 km per hour. And as it looks, whole week be mostly cloudy with occasional thunderstorms. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated to 29%. Auroville Council invites us at Unity Pavilion on 9th of September, Wednesday, at 4:30 p.m. for a general meeting to discuss the new entry policy proposal. It will be space where they will present briefly the policy and feedback received until now and receive more inputs from the community. President Assembly Service posted the following note. The various action groups met in sharing meeting on Saturday 29th of August. It was felt that it is needed to explore a more joyful way for sharing action group updates with the Resident Assembly. To call out for our guidance and to work out the new way, we are invited tomorrow, Tuesday 8th of September, from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at Matri Mandir Amphitheater with the call. We ask the new consciousness to guide us so we may serve the truth and hasten the advent of its reign upon earth. Om Namo Bhagavate. And here's the update from CoLab. And they are saying after successful first year of the Acres for Auroville campaign, they are scaling up their activities by launching the Green Acres campaign and Acres for Auroville Phase 2. Now all of the master plan area is covered. Acres for Auroville for entire city area and the Green Acres for the Green Belt. A major help and support for this action is on the website www.colab.org, where CoLab is an abbreviation for Collaboration for Auroville Area Protection. And this is also the official site of the Lands for Auroville Unified. And it aims at raising financial and other resources for securing and protecting a consolidated physical base for Auroville. This unified base is essential if Auroville is to develop its full potential. They also take this opportunity to remind everyone that consolidation of the remaining land in the master plan area should be our highest priority. We only have to look at the private incongruous developments coming up around the inside the planned township area of Auroville. Those developments are growing everywhere and fast. Their goals are monetary in nature, not in line with Auroville's aim, nor with land regeneration and sustainable living. Depletion of water reserves, increased pollution and traffic are associated factors that affect all of us in the bioregion. The time has come for each one sympathetic to Auroville to ask herself or himself what she or he can do. Securing and safeguarding the maximum possible land in Auroville's master area is our common goal and it is in the common interest of all. At the same time, it's a huge task that has become urgent. A major larger scale effort for raising resources for land purchase is needed to support the land board in their vital work. To do this, we need to expand and contact a much larger group of potential donors and call on everyone to collaborate. So what you as individual can do? You can support and collaborate by sharing and posting a link or CoLab. You can send their two flyers and their consolidated announcements to your mailing list, your newsletter, your friends, and to all those who might collaborate. You can subscribe to their updates and stay in touch through CoLab.org. And you can contribute your ideas and work to LFAO. And you can also make a donation via CoLab.org and obtain a donor login or by transfer from your financial service account to account 0100, either as unspecified donation for land or by specifying one of these three choices: General Land Fund, Acres for Auroville, or Green Acres. And your participation helps to create a synergetic field of action and intent, adding points of light and force for harmonious and beautiful Auroville. Tomorrow, 8th of September, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Teacher Center Inside, the Teacher Center invites teachers and parents to the next conversation on integral education. This week they will explore material by Sharadalu Ranade. Sharadalu Ranade is a scientist, educator and scholar at the Sri Aurobindo Ashram. He has conducted numerous intensive teaching training workshops on integral and value-based education throughout India. Together, you will listen to the first part in the series Introduction to Integral Education, an inspiration guided by Sharadalu Ranade. The topic for this week is the three principles of education. Nothing can be taught, the mind must be consulted in its growth, and from the near to the far. And here's the interesting news on PGS Organic Certificate. The Arab PGS Group is happy to announce that they got the first PGS Organic Certificate after more than 1 year of work. In 2013-14, some Arab farmers started a group of collect certification. This kind of certification is called PGS, Participatory Guarantee System. In a PGS producer, certify themselves under the control of an accredited NGO. Certification is based on active participation of stakeholders and it's built on a foundation of trust, social network and knowledge exchanges. This certification is spread all over the world as an alternative to the third-party certification, which is also more costly and requires more administrative skills. In India, PGS basic organic standards are recognized by the government and in harmony with the National Indian Organic Standards, NCOP. The key elements of the PGS are shared vision, participation, transparency, trust, learning, horizontality. 9 Arvil farms are now PGS certified. Aro Orchard, Aryapadi, Mirapshat, Biraspati, Buddha Garden, Discipline, Kapavruksha, Kotakrai Farm, Sustenance, Vindara, and they committed themselves to visit each other at least every season. During the past year, they have also attended a workshop on vegetable seeds and have been part of 2 tours to visit some of other PGS farms in the bioregion. And this is the first step, and they will go ahead with trainings, developing an organic network in the bioregion, and they hope that more farms will join soon. This year, the Orwell Film Festival would like to screen an Austrian film and a Spanish film in the category of films made about Orwell. These films came through outreach media and do not have English subtitles. They have a transcript of the Austrian film, but nothing for the Spanish film. So they are looking for people who would be willing to do simultaneous translation for these 2 films during the screening. Mandala Potter invites us to an annual stock clearance, a functional tableware and assorted ceramic, today between 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Anamika Adil writer Mandala Potter in Dana community. And amongst all numerous posts on workshops and classes, here's also that one on Biodanza. It's going on every Monday at New Creation Dance Studio at 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. with Isabel, who would be a facilitator and supervision. And you can practice this live dance. More joy in your life with beautiful music that increases your well-being and your health to connect yourself, the others and the environment. The bio dancer is for everybody. You don't need to know how to dance. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m. there was screened Nirodha, an inspiration honoring the memory of Nirodbaran. At Visit the Center movie show, tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will screen Hindi movie. They don't know yet which one. But at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian drama, The Good Road, made in India in 2013, writer and director Gian Correa. Tomorrow they will screen an Italian drama, History of Romance, Golden Door, made in Italy in 2006 by Emmanuel Ciralese. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, The Music of Satyajit Ray, made in India in 1984 by writer and director Uttalpendu Chakrabarty. And the mother wrote, "Thou art consciousness and light, thou art peace in the depth of all things, the divine love and transfigures the knowledge that triumphs over the darkness." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on honorableradio.org.